What?
Ah.
So this is what you get up to when my sister's at church, is it?
Kenton.
Gambling on the Sabbath, too.
It's nothing.
I thought you'd given up cards.
I have. It's only a bit of fun. First time I've played in ages.
Let's have a butcher's.
No.
Come on, bring the screen back up.
What do you want, Kenton?
I've got something to show you.
Yes, what?
It's my courtesy car. Oh, you got to see this thing, Ali boy. 30 grand's worth of gleaming Teutonic automobile.
Really?
Yeah, it goes like hell, too.
Oh, let's have a look, then.
Yeah. Oh, all right, but first...
Oh, Kenton.
Whoa, 2 sixes.
Yeah, I told you. It's only a small pot. I was going to fold, anyway.
Oh, with 2 sixes?
Yeah, but I think this guy might have a higher pair.
Oh, you should raise.
Nah.
Yeah, he's bluffing.
No, I really can't be bothered.
What? God, you must be rusty if you're going to fold with a hand like that.
Yeah, well, I am. I haven't played in ages.
Look, I'm telling you what to do, all right? It's on my head. Yeah? But you have to.
All right.
Good man. I won't even ask you to split the winnings.
Ah. You give me the cash if I lose, will you?
You're not going to. Trust me.
Hmm.
Yes. What did I say?
All right. Very good. Well done.
Well, don't I get a thank you?
Thank you, Kenton.
Yeah, I should think so.
Now, am I going to see this courtesy car of yours?
Yeah, in a bit. I think we should play another game first.
Oh, no. That's quite enough of that. Come on. Show me this car.
Where is he?
It's only just gone 11.
It's 10 past.
Oh, come on. Look, we need to sort this out.
No, we don't need to sort anything out. He's doing it deliberately. He knows exactly when he's meant to have George back.
I know that Tenerife seems like a long way away. I know it's not going to be easy. I'm going to miss George just as much as you are.
Then why are we still talking about it?
Because Will's within his rights to take George away, isn't he?
You what? Since when did you care about Will's rights?
It's only going to be for a week.
Yeah, but that's the whole point. Will only ever has him for a few hours.
Exactly.
So how do you think he's going to cope? What if George gets poorly or something? He'll have no idea.
Rosie will know what to do. You can't worry about what might never happen.
What do you want, Will, to take him away or something?
No, of course I don't. I just... No.
Just nothing. This is your mum talking, isn't it?
What?
She's told you to sort out, so I'll let George go and we can all play happy families, hasn't she? Well?
Yeah, but she might have said something about it.
Yeah, I knew it. Knew it was a mistake to let her have George the other day.
Oh, come on, we didn't have a choice, did we?
You're supposed to be on my side, Ed.
But I am on your side.
Then go back and tell your mum there is no way Will's taking George to Tenerife.
It's not that simple. I'm just trying to do the right thing for everyone.
Look, you know I couldn't bear it for him to be so far away. I'll just worry and I won't be able to do anything, will I? I'll be helpless. Look, George will be crying the whole time. I mean, he's bound to miss me, isn't he?
Well, of course he will.
I won't be there to comfort him.
Come here.
And if I can't trust Will to even bring him home on time, how can I ever trust him to look after him properly while he's away?
I'm sorry. Don't get upset. I'm just trying to find a way to keep everyone happy.
Well, this isn't it, is it? I need you on my side, Ed.
I am. I just don't know if we'd be right to stop him, that's all.
They're back. Will you go and get him for me, Ed? I won't have him thinking he's got me beaten.
Alistair! You're right.
He's a madman.
What's that?
Kenton is insane. The way he took those corners.
Oh. Shook you up a bit, did he?
Thought I was a goner.
Yeah. Well, as long as he takes more care when he's driving my Jamie around.
Oh, well, look, I'm sure he was just trying to wind me up.
Can't say I'm too happy about him racing with Jamie in this soapbox derby, either.
No, I'm sure they'll both be fine.
I don't know why Kathy thinks it's a good idea. It looks as if he's... butchering up his next victim now.
Oh, no. Davy's not going to go anywhere with him. He's still punishing him for racing his 4x4 on... Well, you know.
Yeah. Serves him right.
So, what are you up to? Working on the cart?
Yeah, just a bit of tinkering. Haven't really got time to devote to it properly today.
Is that a beer crate?
Yeah. I've got a lot more to do on it yet, though. Hopefully when Frieda's back, I'll have more time.
Is that soon?
Yeah, tomorrow. Well, that's when her and Bert fly in, anyway, but what with jet lag and all that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, she'll want a few days to recover.
Yeah, not too many, I hope. How's your car coming on?
Oh, it isn't yet. Well, I've been so busy, haven't even thought about it.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry.
Hadn't even planned on entering, to be honest. I was sort of coerced into it.
I, don't suppose you know how Kenton's getting on with his?
No. Sorry, Sid. Having the foggiest.
Oh, just smell that leather.
Very plush.
Yeah, the seats heat up as well. You got sat-nav, CD changer. Oh, and I love this. The gearbox has computer control settings.
You missed your calling, Kenton.
Yep, it's on sport. Huh?
You should have been a car salesman.
Yeah, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Sure you wouldn't like me to take you for a test drive, sir?
No, thanks. I saw Alistair's face.
Well, there's your last chance. I'm taking up the M6 toll later.
Well, just as long as you don't go on the bridleway again.
Oh,
no. Have you spoken to Jason yet?
Yes.
And?
He's not going to break any rules, Dave. He's a stickler.
Well, as long as they all keep off Brookfield land.
Yeah, I know. Everybody knows. It's all sorted.
Right.
It was only me and Jace anyway that time.
Yeah, all right, all right.
Well, from now on, I'll be a pillar of the community.
I'll believe that when I see it.
You don't know. I reckon I could be someone very important in this car.
Well, enjoy it while it lasts, because you'll be back in your battered old 4x4 by the end of the week.
Yeah, all right, I will. There's a couple of exciting events coming up with the club.
Mm, very nice. Come on. You should take a look at Sid's cart.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, don't think he's got sat-nav or anything like that, but he's pretty proud of it.
Oh, he is he?
Yeah, he's done a good job.
Is that so? I'll just wait until he hears what I've done with mine, then.
For God's sake. What's the problem? He's safe, isn't he?
That's not the point. Emma's upset.
Well, I'm 10 minutes late.
But 15, actually. Give him here. You're always doing it, Will. And you expect me to trust you to take him on holiday when you can't even bring him home on time?
Oh, here we go.
You could at least try and understand. Emma hates being separated from George.
Oh, my heart bleeds.
Look, I'm just trying
well,
to be...
Well, don't. You've always been like this. Selfish.
Me? Selfish?
All the time we were married. Sulking and arguing until you get your own way.
Well, that's not true.
Well, it's not going to work. You throwing a strop's no reason to stop me taking him to Tenerife.
That's not what she's doing.
Me throwing a strop? How about you? You're only doing this to be petty. It's pathetic.
I'm not being petty. I want to take my son on holiday.
And since when have you wanted exotic holidays? The furthest I could get you to take us was Yarmouth.
We went to Mexico, remember?
Oh, look, come on.
Never show me any respect.
Oh, you are having a laugh, aren't you?
No, when you're late, I don't know where George is or what's happened to him.
Where do you think he's going to be, Emma? When you've got him, I've got no idea.
Look, let's just calm down,
right? He could be here, or at your mum and dad's, or at the shop.
What?
Or he could have him. How do you think I feel about that?
Well, it's not my fault. I've got to work, you know.
Yeah, and that's another thing. I give you money, but I never see where any of it goes.
What's that supposed to mean?
What about the clothes I buy him? Whenever I pick him up, he's in the same old stuff he's grown out of.
Well, it's not our fault. We can't afford what you can.
Yeah, we're both trying. I'm earning every penny I can.
Ed, I don't care.
What do you mean you don't care?
Your money doesn't interest me. So where are these clothes then?
Well, it's not like I'm going to have thrown them out, is it? What is your problem?
The problem is that you two are just jealous. Because I can take George on holiday and you can't.
Well, you know that's not the reason why.
Will you shut up? You don't get a say in this.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't. He's nothing to do with George. You're not his father. I am.
Right, that's it.
No, what? Ed.
So am I having this? They're with me now, right? I get just as much of a say as anyone.
Whatever. But I'm going. Just remember, I didn't put you in this position, Em. So if you want someone to blame, take a look at yourself.
What was all that about? Were you serious?
What do you mean?
You and Sid. Huh? You don't really know how to build something like that, do you?
You always underestimate me, Dave. Look, my cart is precision engineering. It's lightweight, streamlined, with a thin, heat-reflective surface, like I said.
So what are you building it out of?
An ironing board.
What?
It's an ironing board with wheels stuck on. I've sworn Jamie to absolute secrecy.
But Sid thinks you're building some kind of Formula One car.
Oh, dear. Does he?
Well, it's hardly fair to lead him on.
Come on, it's only a bit of fun. Anyway, he doesn't look too bothered. He's more than happy playing in my courtesy car for the moment.
What, while you check out the competition?
Of course. Oh, and you're right about one thing.
What?
Well, he's done a pretty good job with this car. Yeah. Looks like I'm going to have a bit of a rethink.
Did you believe any of that?
I'm not sure. But then it is Kenton. Who knows what he's up to?
Jamie has been very quiet about what they're building.
Well, never mind. Sure your cart's up to anything Kenton can manage.
Yeah. Might still need a redesign, though. Although, I don't know when I'm going to find the time, because Stuart Graham rang up last week. And he wants me to go into Loxley Barrett and start doing some sessions with kids.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yes, he reckons there's never been a better time for a school cricket club.
How do you think Jamie's going to like having his dad around the school?
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Well, you know what kids can be like. Nothing more embarrassing than your mum or dad. Sid?
Hold on.
What?
Kenton. So that's what he's up to.
What are you talking about?
Look at him. Spying on my cart.
Eh?
He's stealing my designs. All right, Kenton. I think you've seen enough. Kenton!
Now, do you see why we can't let him win?
I can't believe him. I swear I could have smacked him so hard.
He already thinks he can walk all over us. If we let him take George away, then he'll think he can get away with whatever he likes.
Yeah, I was trying to be reasonable. I mean, there's just no point, is there?
No, we can't trust him. We know that he'll do anything to make life hard for us.
Saying I can't take care of you and George, he's got no idea.
So, do you see? We've got to stick together on this one. Ed, we can't let him, or your mum, or anyone else push us into changing our minds. All right?
Don't worry. After that, there's no way I'm going to let Will get his own way on this one.
Right, that's done.
Don't you think, Caroline?
What?
Well, it would just been so nice to help Mike out.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, he's had such a rough time, and then to watch his business slowly depleting on top of everything
else. Excuse me.
I mean, I really thought I'd hit on it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'd think it'd be so simple. I mean, I know I'd buy fresher milk if I get it delivered every day.
Yes, whatever.
I mean, I can't be the only one. I mean, there must be some sort of market there somewhere.
Right, next.
I mean, he only needs a local farmer to team up with.
Oh, Hassetbloom, where are you?
Now I feel bad that I've got his hopes up.
Oh, so they break for tea at 4.
Maybe I should approach Bridge Farm.
Oh, coffee.
Well, what do you think? I mean, I'd better be right up Tony's street. Caroline?
Yes, what?
What do you think about approaching Tony?
Oh, do what you want. I've got more important things on my mind at the moment. Oh, for goodness sake.
Darling.
Why is nobody picking up?
Yeah, well, who are you trying to call?
I just wanted to check the coffee's gone to the conference room.
Any reason why it shouldn't?
Look, Oliver, I just want things to go smoothly today.
Yes, of course you do.
So while this good neighbour act's all very commendable...
Well, that's a bit unfair.
I could really do with you focusing on this for a moment.
I am.
Just forget about Mike's precious milk round for a while.
I'm only trying to do a friend a favour.
I know, but Jack and Peggy are going to be here any second, and it's important...
Yes, all right, Diana, just stop panicking.
Look, your tie's not even straight.
Well, getting stressed isn't going to change anything, is it? I mean, we're putting in a perfectly reasonable offer.
Oh, I hope they get here on time. I meant to be taking Carly over to Brookfield later on.
They'll be here now. Please, try and calm down.
Calm down? Then stop thinking about milk rounds and start helping. I'm the one who needs you at the moment.
Oh, I can't believe how much he's grown.
I suppose it has been a week since you last saw him.
Yeah, must be.
And he's getting a proper feed now. Pip and Josh have seen to that.
Oh, are they looking after you, Monty?
And they're probably overfeeding him, if anything.
Oh, he's so much more confident too, aren't you? Oh, Monty!
Not that confident.
Oh, come back!
He does get startled easily. Oh. He'll be okay in the kitchen. Don't mind me if you need to answer it.
No, it's okay. It's only Brenda. I'll call her back later.
If you're sure.
Yeah. She'll want to have a long chat, you know. Best if I talk to her later.
Right. She's started at Jack's Cafe now, hasn't she?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you know how she's getting on?
Yeah, okay, I think. I haven't really spoken to her about it. I saw Emma last week, though.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, she's really loving being back at work. Such a relief for her to be out of the caravan.
I bet. Kenton's thrilled to have her back.
Yeah, she seems so much happier. Oh.
You're very popular.
Oh, it's probably just a text. Oh, voicemail.
Give her a call. I'll make us another cuppa.
Well, it's all right.
Oh, my Lord, what are you doing in here?
Oh, is that Bert?
Go on, get out.
What's...
Well, go on, you horrible thing, shoot!
Oh, no, Bert, that's
tea.
Scram! Go on, flaming creature.
Bert!
Stay there, Ruth. We don't want him getting in the rest of the house.
Bert, it's okay. Jack, come here.
It must have wandered in. Shoo! Shoo!
Oh, we're hand-rearing it. Jack, calm down. We're hand-rearing it, Bert.
Monty, are you okay?
But that's a monk, Jack, isn't
it? That's right. Good boy. You want some tea, Bert? You must be exhausted.
But they're dreadful creatures. Have you seen the damage they can do?
Oh, he's an orphan. We couldn't leave him to die.
Well, they strip bark off trees. They destroy bluebells. I hate to think what they'll do to your furniture.
Yeah, but the kids saw him and fell in love. Anyway, never mind, Monty. Sit down. How was your holiday?
Monty, has everyone gone mad?
No. Look, even Jet seems to like having him around.
Did you see the way he defended him?
I was worried he was really going to go for you, Bert. Maybe he's forgotten who you are.
Well, I still think he's a bad idea. I'd have said so if I'd been here.
Oh, he's ever so cute, though.
Well, I'm surprised at David.
Well, he'll be gone in a few weeks. It's not as though he's going to become a permanent pet.
Well, as long as he don't get under my feet.
Anyway, Bert, welcome home. Tell me about your holiday.
More coffee, Jack?
What?
Coffee?
Oh, yes, it's fine there.
No, I...
Oliver wants to know if you'd like another cup.
Oh, no, thank you.
Caroline?
No.
You
were talking about Oliver and Caroline's offer.
Oh, yes, that's right. I'm delighted that you still want to go ahead.
Oh, of course we do. More than anything.
But the thing is, the offer is a little lower than I was hoping for.
Oh, I see. Well, in that case...
That's a shame.
Yes.
Because I don't think we'd be prepared to go any higher. It seems like a decent price to me.
Although, Jack...
I'm sure it does.
You do have to take into account that figure does reflect the loss of the golf course as an in-house facility. Even with Borchester Land on side, we'd be losing the private members' revenue.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Jack...
Although, I don't think it deflates the price that much.
We need to think this over, dear.
Yes, of course.
Thank you both for your time, though.
Of course, the other issue is, at the price you're looking for, the only offers you'll get will be from big chains. We are only private investors, after all.
We know this is stretching you, Oliver.
It's not so much that, Peggy.
It's a push, but we can do it. No, what I really mean is that we can't make the savings in running costs a large chain can. At this price, we won't have to cut corners on quality or service, and we can afford to keep staffing levels as they are.
I see.
All those things that make Grey Gables what it is today.
And you honestly believe that raising your offer would stop you from doing that?
Well, we'd have to recoup the money somehow.
Jack, the hotel's financial position isn't really our concern.
No, but...
We're getting out of the business.
It's important we take it into consideration.
I suppose what Oliver and I are trying to say is that this isn't just a financial offer we're making.
It's also a promise that the hotel won't change in the future.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you. I'll take that on board. Peggy's right, though. We do need to talk this over.
Of course. We'll wait outside.
No. I need to think this over privately.
And we have to call our accountant.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I
don't worry. We'll let you know as soon as we've decided.
Ah, now, here we are. Hold on. That must be the Tokatara Gardens.
Right.
I thought they were on the other memory card.
Well, you've got another one.
Oh, yeah, there's another two. Ah, right. So, now, there's Frida standing next to the lily pond. We were ever so lucky, you know. It was the Delhi Garden Festival, and there were these marvellous displays everywhere.
Gosh.
There's a dahlia I particularly liked. And some roses. And a bonsai?
Yep.
Ooh, and the fountains. Now, they were a sight.
Bert, as wonderful as these pictures are, won't Frida mind you being over here for so long?
Why, what do you mean?
Well, doesn't she need some help unpacking?
Oh, no. Frida prefers to have me out the way when she's got a big wash on.
Really?
Anyway, I was hoping I might catch David. He'd like to see my photos.
Well, I'm sure he would. But he's pretty busy at the moment.
Well, I expect he is. He's a man down.
Yeah, and I'm not expecting him back for a while yet.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Caroline.
I'm sorry. I know we're late.
Don't be daft. Come in.
Hi, Kirsty.
Hi.
Bert, you're back.
Afternoon.
Is Carly outside?
Yeah, sorry. She's with Pip.
Look, I think I might head off.
Oh, OK.
lucky.
Sam's probably wondering where I've got to.
Sure.
Bye, Bert. Nice to see you.
Yeah, bye, love.
Bye.
Bye.
Now, Caroline, do you want to see my holiday photos?
Actually, Bert, Caroline's brought someone along to see Monty.
Oh, is she?
Bert's not a huge fan of Muntjacs, you know, with the damage they do.
Oh, right.
But Caroline's new foster child's as smitten as everyone else.
Oh, I'd have thought you'd have learnt your lesson with that last one you took him.
Well, Donut. Oh, he was adorable.
Yeah, but he got so tame you couldn't release him, could you?
Well,
you didn't tell me that, Caroline.
Well, they're supposed to be nervous of other animals, aren't they? And Donut got rather friendly with Captain when I was looking after him.
Yeah, if they lose that instinct, they can't survive in the wild.
Oh, actually, Ruth, you should bear that in mind. You don't want Monty becoming too friendly with your dogs now, do you?
No. No, we don't.
I'll be all right.
I said, though, didn't I? I knew you'd get tired if we went for a walk.
I just need a little sit down.
We should have gone home straight after the meeting. You okay?
Peggy, I'm fine. Oh, it's nice to see the gardens anyway.
Those fuchsias still need pruning. Caroline should tell the contractors. Not that we'll have to worry about things like that for much longer.
No.
How are you feeling?
Oh, better already. My leg's easing up now.
No, I mean about the offer.
Oh, I'm not sure. It was difficult enough just deciding to sell the old place.
Yes, I know.
But now...
It's a shame Caroline and Oliver couldn't make their offer a bit higher.
Yes.
Would have made the decision very easy.
I'm not being greedy, am I, Peggy?
No, of course not.
Because I know what they're offering. It's more than I'll ever need. It's not as if I'm going to be gem-setting around the world now, is it?
I'm sorry?
Or putting it into another business.
No.
Maybe that's the reason.
What is, Jack?
Why, I was hoping for a better offer. I mean, this is going to be the last big deal I shall make.
Jack.
Isn't it, Peggy?
You're perfectly entitled to expect a good price for the hotel.
And it's not just me I've got to think about. There's you, obviously, and the rest of the family.
You don't need to worry about us.
And there's Hazel. Then again...
What?
What year is it? It's 2006, isn't it?
That's right.
Oh, 44 years, then, since I bought Grey Gables. It'd be an awful shame if it went to some big chain company, wouldn't it?
I can't tell you, Jack.
No, please. I'd like to know what you think.
I think you should do whatever feels right to you.
Yes.
That's all I can say.
I remember the first time I came to Grey Gables. The moment I saw the place, I knew I could make something of it.
And you have.
And the year after that, Sid arrived, and I took him on as my chauffeur. The two of us brummies driving around the county.
Yes, I remember.
We felt like such outsiders.
Oh, I used to feel the same, coming from London.
You wouldn't think it now, though, would you, Peggy? I feel like I've always been a part of this village. I want to leave something behind.
Of course you do.
44 years. All that hard work. I can't just throw that all away for nothing.
Go on, girl. In you go.
Hey, Dad.
Get in.
Guess who I've just had on the phone?
I've no idea.
Go on, guess.
Betty Grable?
What?
Well, I don't know, do I?
All right, Nigel. Uh-huh. He's asked me to do the catering at some event over at Lower Loxley next month.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And the best bit is, he says they want to use gourmet grills as much as they can in the future too.
So, what is this event then?
Well, some corporate thing. Simulated game shoot, that sort of stuff.
Oh, I see.
Nigel and Elizabeth aren't actually running it, but they've been asked to source the caterers.
Huh?
Apparently they got really good feedback from the point-to-point. I'll teach that other idiot vendor for trying to push me around.
Oh, looks like you've got a foot in there.
Yeah, so I'm going to go and tell Brian. Business is building up. He's got to agree to increase the big numbers now.
Oh, good luck.
Cheers. See you then.
Oh, Tom?
Yeah?
You know, is Mum in the house?
No, she's not. She's in town with Helen. They've gone shopping together.
Oh, yeah.
That is just that Oliver's invited me over. But I'll probably go straight after milking if your mum and Helen aren't going to be back till late.
Oliver?
Mm-hmm.
What did he want?
Well, didn't really say. Something about a scheme he's been considering. Maybe he just wants a bit of advice.
Carly, don't just walk away. I didn't say no, did I? I just said I wanted to speak about it with Oliver first. Carly!
Speak with me about what?
Oh, it's not important. Oh, dear.
Really?
Oh, she just wants to download some songs onto her MP thingamajig. I don't know. She wants to use your computer. But I don't know how it works or what it costs.
Yeah, well, don't worry. She'll calm down. She didn't get her own way, so she's having a huff.
Oh, maybe I was a bit harsh. I'm just so anxious about the hotel.
I know.
Jack and Peggy have gone completely silent on us. Can't be a good sign, can it?
Well, we don't know that. I mean, it is a big decision for them to make.
It's like waiting for the jury to return. You were brilliant yesterday.
Oh, nonsense.
I'm sorry I was so horrible to you before we went in.
You weren't. Anyway, it's only been 24 hours. Oh. At least we know they're giving it proper consideration.
I feel sick.
And if Jack and Peggy decided that they can't accept
it... Don't even say it. I can't bear to think about it.
Then we better keep our fingers crossed, hadn't we?
I wouldn't be so sure, Tom. An attendance of 300 sounds awfully high.
That's what I thought.
These corporate hospitality groups, they always overestimate.
Yeah,
yeah. Learn that from the chute.
Which is why I asked for a guarantee.
Oh, I see. Well, how much?
£500.
And Nigel agreed to that?
Yep. So, we'll get the money, whatever the turnout.
Oh, well, right. In that case, congratulations. You're doing very well.
Cheers. Can't be bad, can it? 1 gig at Lower Loxley, and we're already picking up extra work. And there's the Rugby Sevens on Sunday.
Yes. Now, I was going to say about that. Can you make sure you're there in good time? I did have to pull a few strings at the club.
Sure.
And since Borchester Land are sponsoring...
Yeah, we'll be there early.
Good.
Anyway, the real reason I came...
Hold on, Adam.
Yes, I've weighed and disinfected the latest lamb.
Becca okay on her own?
Yeah, she seems to know what she's doing. I'll be back later, then. See you, Tom.
Bye.
Are you going to check on that wheat crop, Adam?
What? Well, not now, no. I thought I'd try and fit it in tomorrow.
Adam, Debbie said it was looking iffy last week.
I'm going home. I want a shower and a sleep.
But it won't take long.
I'm doing the evening shift tonight.
I'm sorry, but it's not going to look very good if within a week of Debbie taking over the estate, they get mildew in their crop.
Then why didn't she say something before she left?
Adam.
I mean, why did she have to wait until today to put it in an email? She knows how busy I am.
It's a susceptible variety. It needs checking.
My point exactly. All right, I'll take a look.
Thank you. I'll see you later. Sorry about that, Tom.
That's okay.
What were we saying?
About Gourmet Grills and how well it's doing.
Oh, yes, well, keep up the good work.
No, actually, I was wondering if you'd thought any more about expanding the pig numbers.
Oh.
Demand on the business is only set to increase.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid I haven't come to a decision yet.
Well, look, why don't I come along to your next farm meeting and we can discuss it then? Let me pitch it to you properly.
Well, look, I don't think so, Tom. Those meetings between Adam and myself.
Yeah, I know, but...
And they cover all home farm affairs. I mean, not just Tom Archer sausages. Quite a lot of it's confidential.
Oh, right. But even so, I could just come along...
I'd rather keep the sausages and the rest of the business as a separate entity, to be honest. And that's what you wanted, wasn't it?
Yeah, but...
Because I think it's working fine just discussing things between ourselves.
Yeah, okay. Just as long as you're really giving my proposal some proper consideration.
Of course. Look, I'm sorry, but we're all very busy at the moment. But I promise you, I'll give it some extra thought and we'll talk it over again soon. Okay?
Drink, Terry?
Ooh, yes, please. I'll have a beer if you've got one.
Think I'll join you.
Hello, Tony.
Oh, hi, Caroline.
So is Carly all right now, is she?
Oh, yes, she's happily downloading.
Would you like a drink, darling?
I don't think I would, actually.
Here we are. Thanks, Oliver.
Tony, I was wondering, you haven't seen Jack or Peggy today, have you?
Well, not today, no. Why?
Caroline, I'm not sure...
It's just we put in an offer on Grey Gables yesterday, and I wondered... Well, I thought perhaps they might have mentioned it.
No, haven't seen them, I'm afraid. Is that why you asked me over?
No.
No, sorry. That's to do with Mike's milk round.
Mike's milk round?
You see, Mike was telling me how he's losing all his sales to the supermarkets.
Right.
In fact, it was his view that the round won't be viable in 5 to 10 years' time.
No, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, then it struck me. You see, I was talking about how it used to be back in my father's day, and I thought, well, if Mike can't compete on price, then he definitely can on quality.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I mean, if he were selling premium product, you know, fresh, locally produced, mainly from grass and homegrown forage, well, then maybe that would give his round the boost it needs.
Well, that's a great idea.
You really think so?
Yes, of course. I mean, you know our views. It's exactly the direction that food production should be going in.
Precisely. Which is why I wondered if you'd be interested in supplying him.
Me?
Well, your milk's local. It's high quality. What do you think?
Well, like I say, it's a good idea. The trouble is, almost all of our milk goes into dairy foods. I don't think there'd be enough left over to supply Mike. I mean, how much would he need?
£700 a day?
Oof, no, couldn't do it. Mm. Plus, we're organic. Mike would have to put his prices up even more to make any kind of profit. And I can't see the market standing for that.
I see.
I'm sorry to put a downer on it.
No, no, no. This is what I need to hear.
Right.
I'm beginning to understand why no one else is doing this.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, of course,
darling. Well, I still think it could work. But you'd have to find the right supplier. Someone with enough enthusiasm to not mind taking the risk.
Sure.
And, well, to be honest with you, Oliver, I'm not that person. I mean, we'd have to install a bottling plant and all the other equipment.
Of course.
Perhaps if I was 20 years younger...
Oliver!
No, Tony, that's fair enough.
Oliver.
Yeah, what?
Jack and Peggy are here.
Oh.
Come through.
Peggy! Jack?
Hiya, Mum.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Tony. I hope we're not disturbing anything.
How many acres is it?
I don't know. 40 or so?
And how bad's the mildew?
Well, fairly bad. I mean, it's taking a hold.
Well, in that case, it needs spraying.
I know it does. I just don't see why it has to be me. I'm busy enough as it is.
We're all busy, Adam. You know Jeff's on contract work. Oh. And he's working down the linseed.
Well, yes,
but I'm not taking him off that. So as long as the weather holds, you're going to have to spray that cream.
Okay, okay. I just don't think it's very fair.
Oh. Really?
No, no, I'm serious, Brian. If Debbie wants us to do work on the estate, then she has to give us ample warning. She can't just email her decrees from Hungary and expect us to... me to jump.
Look, you're the one who wanted the estate work, Adam. You knew it'd be a lot more
Yes,
work.
But at least I would have been in control.
Well, I'm sure that as things settle down, then Debbie will be able to give us a schedule.
Well, she better had.
But in the meantime, that mildew isn't going to spray itself.
Which is why I'm going to do it in the morning.
You are you?
I said I would.
Thank you. Now, I'm sorry to be a slave driver, but there's no one in the lambing shed, is there?
No.
So, you'd better get in there, hadn't you?
Oh, my goodness.
You look shocked.
I am. I can't really believe it. After yesterday, I don't think I dared to hope.
Well, it's true. It's all going to be yours.
Oh, and we're both absolutely delighted.
Yes. Congratulations.
Thanks, Tony.
Oh, Oliver, we've done it.
Yes, we have.
Oh, this is wonderful. Oh, I'm sorry, everyone.
No. Yeah.
It's just, oh, after all these weeks of trying to get everything in place.
We know how much effort you've put in.
Where's the champagne, Jack?
Champagne?
Oh, we thought we must bring something to celebrate. Oh, you shouldn't have. Where is it?
I don't know. I thought you...
Have you left it in the car?
Ah, I might have done.
I'll go and get it, Mum.
No, no, I've got the keys.
Well, then, let me come with you.
We bubble in the cellar.
No, don't be silly. I won't be a moment. You don't have to come with me, Tony.
No, no, no. I need to have a word.
Oliver, go and get the champagne flutes, will you?
Yes, of course.
They're right in,
yeah, the... in the dining room. I know. I'll find them.
I hope the bottle is in the car. I don't remember.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Oh, my word. What an evening this is turning out to be.
Yes.
Thank you, Jack.
Oh, don't thank me, Caroline. You deserve it.
Oh, but I know you could have got a better price.
Only because of you and all your hard work. I realise I wouldn't be happy for anyone else to have it.
That means an awful lot to me.
I know. I'm very pleased Grey Gables will be in safe hands. Just... look after it for me, won't you?
No, of course. I understand that, Mum.
It is Jack's decision.
Yeah, I know. And I know I've said this before. I just think there must have been a way to avoid paying all that tax.
Tony, dear.
You could have got a much higher price for the place. Or maybe lease the hotel to Caroline and Oliver.
Yes.
Something like that. It's not too late to change your mind.
If Jack were healthier, I expect we would have been much more clever about it. But as things are, this gives us a clean break. And Jack doesn't have the stress and worry to deal with anymore.
All right, Mum. I didn't mean
to... I've had the same thoughts as you.
No, it's just that the Chancellor's going to be getting his hands on an awful lot.
Tony, it's not as though we won't have enough.
Yeah, I suppose.
And you should see the difference in Jack already. He's calmer, he's more relaxed.
Well, that's something.
It's worth it to see him happy.
Got the glasses, Peggy?
Yes, okay.
Yeah. All right, Mum. Come on, we'd better fetch the champagne.
Tony, listen. I'd give my last penny if it meant that Jack could be better again.
Yes. I know, Mum.
So if selling Grey Gables to Caroline gives him some peace, well then, that's all that matters to me.
Hold on, I'll show you.
She could be telling the truth, Brenda.
Yeah, right.
Well, perhaps she is too busy.
Too busy to ring for 5 minutes. Look, there's a text. That's all I get for about 8 phone calls and 3 voicemails.
Sorry, hun, run off feet. Okay. Oh, well, maybe you should pop over to Ambridge Organics in your break. Oh, I know Kirsty's working today. I saw her earlier.
What, so she can hide from me in the stock room? Why should I, Hayley? It's obvious she doesn't want to see me.
Well, she probably just doesn't know what to say.
Yeah, we all know why. I forget it. She doesn't want to be my friend anymore, then fine.
You don't mean that.
I do. I've had enough. It's not like her and Tom split up yesterday.
I know.
And she's been raving on since forever about how wonderful things are with her and Sam.
It's still awkward, though, isn't it? They were together for a long time, and when you've been that close to somebody...
I don't care, Hayley. I haven't had a great few months myself recently. She could at least be happy for me.
Yeah.
Or was no one else allowed to be happy except Kirsty?
I don't know. Just... seems like a shame.
Oh, look, I'm sorry.
No.
I'm just disappointed, that's all. Thought we had a better friendship than that. Look, I better get on. Those tables need clearing.
Yep, still got a few more things I need to do.
Dad didn't want to help you with the shopping, then?
No. I tried to persuade him, but...
He doesn't seem to want to do anything at the moment.
Sorry. Hang on, it's from Grey Gables. Hello, Roy?
Hayley?
Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's brilliant. Caroline and Oliver, they've done it.
What?
They've bought the hotel.
You're kidding me. Oh, Roy?
Yeah, Jack and Peggy called all the staff together about half an hour ago.
That's terrific. Caroline and Oliver have bought the hotel? Really?
Yeah, but Hayley.
Yeah?
I found out something else.
Oh?
Nobody else knows this, but Trudy's going to hand in a notice.
Really?
Yeah, she'd been offered another job. She was just waiting to see who took over here.
And what, now she knows it's Caroline?
She's off.
Why?
Well, she's never been Caroline's greatest fan. Mm. Maybe she doesn't like the thought of Caroline being the gaffer.
So, when's she going?
Month's time, I guess. In which case, Caroline will be looking to replace her.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Ian.
Sorry, I was just going to make a call.
No,
it's okay. I'll use the phone out front.
No. Hayley, love?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to go.
Okay.
I'll see you in a bit. I'm coming over for lunch.
All right. See you later.
Yeah, bye.
Sorry, I didn't mean to walk in.
Oh, no. It's fine.
Cheers. Did I hear you say Trudy's leaving? Sorry, I couldn't help it.
You won't tell anyone, will you? I mean, Caroline doesn't even know yet.
Oh, of course not. Although, I mean, I didn't know Trudy had a problem with Caroline.
Well, yeah, but... Well, I think she's had itchy feet for a while now.
Right. What a relief, though, eh?
No, you're telling me.
At least we know our jobs are safe. Oh, where's Trudy going to?
Henlow Court. She's going to be the manager.
Oh, good for her. Yeah. Oh, come on, Adam.
I'll leave you to it.
Ian?
Hello.
Hey, how come you're at work? Thought you had the morning off.
Yeah, they called me in. How's things?
Oh, okay. I'm spraying the wheat crop, as instructed.
Right.
That's about as interesting as it gets, I'm afraid.
Well, that's good, because I've got some news that might cheer you up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there was a staff meeting in the ballroom this morning.
Sorry, Ian, I'm going to have to go.
No, hold on.
No, I've got to. Graham Ryder's at the gate. He's waving at me.
No, this will only take a minute.
Yeah, I promise, Ian, I'll call you straight back.
Come on, you got to see up here.
I'm not sure I want to. You haven't found anything dodgy, have you?
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know what they get up
to. Oh, Ed.
Well, you know, what about them masks?
They're Adams. He bought them back from Kenya.
It does look pretty normal, I suppose.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Is that their bedroom?
Yeah, and in here's the bathroom. It's so nice. I can put George in his playpen, get on with the cleaning, and I've still got room to move.
Do you think they use the same shaving foam and stuff? Oh, look, it's the closet they both came out of.
Ed!
Oh, come on, I'm only messing.
Just being here made me realise how cramped we are in that caravan.
Yeah, I know.
Especially now George is moving about.
Well, maybe you should take him over to your mum and dad's more.
No.
Well, at least I got the room.
No, that's not what I meant. Oh, it don't matter. Fat chance we could ever afford something like this.
Oh, one day.
We couldn't even afford the rent on Will's old flat. And that's if it weren't for sale.
No, we couldn't.
Oh, I'm just sick of never having any money and of Will using it against us.
Well, I'm trying my best, Em.
I'm not having a go at you.
Okay.
Maybe we should build our own house like Mum and Dad and buy a brick a week.
Well, I'd do it if it would make you happy.
I know. Hey, I did find something funny, though, in the spare bedroom. Oh, no.
Who's that?
Quick, hide! Hello?
Who's that?
Oh, it's just me. It's Emma. Ed, you shouldn't be here.
Why not?
Is everything all right?
Yeah. Fine. Just finishing in the bedrooms. I better get you out of here. Don't sound too happy.
Need a hand?
Oh, thanks. All that's for the fridge.
All right.
OK. So, what's your dad say?
He seemed pleased.
Seemed?
No, he was. Oh. I think he's more relieved than anything. I mean, I know he's been worrying that we might have to move away.
Yeah.
So, now it looks like your job's safe.
Well, it's more than safe. Did you tell him about Trudy?
I mentioned it.
And?
I didn't push it. I'm not tempting fate with this one.
Oh, come on, Roy. You're the obvious choice. Why wouldn't Caroline give it to you?
Well, touch wood.
Where is your positivity? We need as much as we can get in this house.
What does that mean?
I mean, with Mike.
Look, I told you. He's okay.
No, he's not. I was talking about it with Brenda earlier. We're really worried about him, Roy. He's not sleeping.
I know.
His appetite's down. He's just so low.
Is that surprising?
No, but he seems to be letting everything get on top of him. He's down about work. He never goes out.
Yep. At least we're not going anywhere now.
But what if we had? He's so reliant on us. If we're not careful, it's only going to get worse.
So, what are you saying?
I really think he needs to see the doctor. Oh. I know.
Yeah, it's not that bad, Ailey.
But if he has got depression again...
Yeah, you weren't here.
But if he has, then it needs nipping in the bud. You don't want to go through that again.
No. No, of course I don't.
And if he's not going to ask for help, then we're going to have to push him.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Well then, we've got to make him go to the doctors, haven't we?
Can you believe the guy? If anything, he should be thanking me.
Well, so what exactly did he say?
Well, he was literally shouting in my face, prodding me in the chest.
Ow.
And all because Debbie couldn't be bothered to tell him what was happening. I mean, you've met Graham Ryder, haven't you?
Briefly.
Yeah, you know what he's like then. Slimy and smarmy.
I remember that much.
And this wheat should have been sprayed yonks ago. But apparently he and his agronomist were going to walk the crop later this week. But the mildew would have been everywhere by then.
There you go, then.
What?
That's why he was upset, you cardamite.
Look, you've done the job. Just forget about it. Now, I've got some news.
No, you're right. I mean, that's what's really going on here. He's just on the defensive because Matt's trying to push him out.
Adam.
It's also political. Matt told him he was only employing Debbie as a consultant.
Right.
But I was there when Debbie got that job. It was pretty clear that Matt expected her to take charge.
Then he's going to have to put Graham straight, isn't he?
Yeah. Or Debbie should have.
Fine, but it's got nothing to do with you.
Except that I'm the one who ends up caught in the middle. I mean, why can't things just go smoothly for once?
Well, they are if you'd listen for a minute. I had a meeting with my new boss today.
What? Has someone bought the hotel?
Oh, right, so you're finally interested, are you?
That was so funny. I thought he was going to see you coming down the stairs.
Yeah, right. Is he always like that?
Nah, he's normally fine. What do you think had happened?
Lover's tiff?
Nah, I don't think so. Oh, here you are, George. Oh,
come here. Come on. Come on.
Ian came home just as I was leaving. It didn't seem like it was anything like that.
Oh, are you a happy chap, are you? Oh,
Will.
Is this a good time?
What are you doing here?
I'm here to see Emma. It's about the holiday.
Look, we've already said all we've got to say about that.
Hello, George.
If you need to speak to me, why don't you just phone? You don't have to come round.
I'll only be a minute. Yeah. Hello, Georgie.
But what is it?
I thought you'd like to know the exact dates we're going away.
Oh, for God's sake.
I've written it all down for you.
Don't you get it?
There's the flight times, flight numbers, address of the villa.
What do you mean, flight times? How can you have them?
Rosie booked it all yesterday.
You are?
You better be joking.
Look.
You're not taking him. You can go on your own. Ed, come on, give him to me.
I didn't come here to have her out.
Sit, darling.
I'm trying to be fair. I'm giving you the information.
You had no right to do that, Will.
I've every right.
Look, it won't be good for him. What about all the insects and the mosquitoes and the scorpions and the heat?
Oh, you're being ridiculous.
You don't know how to look after him. Look, it's all right, sweetheart.
Of course I know how to look after
him. I spend more time with him than you have.
Shut up, Ed.
Why are you doing this to me? Is this some kind of punishment?
I just want a holiday, Em. Is that really so much to ask?
But you don't have to take him there, though. You don't have to take him out of the country.
Rosie wouldn't have suggested it if it weren't safe.
Yeah, but how do I know you're going to bring him back?
What?
How can I be sure, Will? You might snatch him.
I can't believe you.
Emma.
There's the information. Read it. Don't read it. I don't care.
He's not going, Will.
You're the ones who tried to steal my son from me. Don't you ever, ever accuse me of trying to do the same to you. I'll be round tomorrow to collect George as usual.
You can't bully her into this.
Me? Bully?
Look, she says she don't want George to go. You got to respect that.
As if the pair of you have ever shown me any respect. George is coming to Tenerife with me. And that's the end of it.
All right. Hold it.
Here?
No, the wheel bearing. Yeah, that's it. Keep it there, Alistair.
You sure you need to use such large springs for the suspension?
Absolutely.
I'm just worried they might be a bit too strong for the frame.
They need to be strong. To start, they've got to take the weight of me and Jamie.
Well, I suppose.
There we are. Yeah, it's a delicate balance. If the suspension's too soft, the cars are going to bounce all over the place, but there's no point if it's too hard. It's got to move smoothly over the ground. Now, bolt, please.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, that's where we're going to find the speed, you see.
Oh, right.
Not with fancy streamlining like Kenton reckons.
Fair enough. You're in a very jolly mood.
I don't know, she
yeah,
does.
Yeah, well.
You're glad to have free
me and Jolene had some good news yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
We've already had people say how much better the food is.
Oh, how's your cart going, by the way?
Oh, well, yeah.
Here he is.
So I see.
Shula, what are you doing here?
You didn't come home for dinner.
Naughty boy. I guess you'd be in the pub.
Well, why didn't you ring?
Your phone's off.
It's my fault, Shula. I needed some help with my cart.
So are you finished now?
No, not yet.
Yeah, I think I can manage now, Alistair. I'm almost done.
I need this one in the bar anyway.
So there's nothing stopping you from coming home then, is there?
Yeah, that was very nice fun, and compliments to the chef.
Good. Glad you enjoyed it.
No, you sound it too.
Hmm?
What's the matter? You trying to make your customers as miserable as you, huh?
It's a new sales tactic. I'm trying to drive them to drink.
You're a shout when you are. That's why she fancy a job as my PA.
You what?
Nah, forget it, don't matter.
Whatever.
Oh, Alistair, Fallon, wait up. Just the man, what can I get you?
Nothing. I'm not staying.
No?
No, I've been summoned.
Is that it?
Yeah. Sorry, love. You are still coming to our little poker session tonight, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
Good. Still reckon you're going to win back your money?
Of course.
It's a big ask.
You'll see. I'm taking charge of the table tonight.
Oh, you think so, eh?
Yeah, I do. Had a lucky streak online. I'm on a roll at the moment.
Oh, what now? I thought you were coming back round to the yard.
I'm just having a quick word with Matt.
Oh, come on. I've had to leave Daniel on his own so I could look for you.
All right.
So much for taking charge.
I beg your pardon?
Nothing.
You sure you don't want to stay for that drink, Alistair?
Matt.
What? Would you prefer to stay for a drink?
No.
Because you can if you want. I just thought you might like to have dinner with your family.
Shula, can we have this conversation at home?
Don't know me.
Honestly, it's fine. Daniel will be going to bed soon anyway. It's not as though he'll miss you that much.
All right, then. Fine, I will.
What?
If it's okay with you, I'll stay here. Pint of Shires, please, Matt.
Alistair?
Well, you said you didn't mind.
Fallon!
Yeah. Fine.
Over here, love.
I'll see you at home.
So, we're agreed, then. We'll do an Easter egg hunt on the bank holiday.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I'll have to look into where I can get a load of cheap eggs.
Right.
Oh, it's great not having to worry that this could be the last time we do anything like this.
Oh, I know. Lovely, isn't it?
Although I'm still waiting for Caroline to come and tell us herself that she's bought the hotel. Be nice of her to let us know we're off the hook.
Yeah, she's probably embarrassed. She knows what she's put us through.
But it's still no excuse. She's raised the cash without selling her shares here.
I know. All that angst for nothing.
Are you nearly done now?
Yes, almost.
Oh, I've left Fallon on her own.
Just wait till I've finished.
Can't be good for your eyes working in the dark.
Yeah, well, won't be a minute.
All right.
How's Frieda, is she? Still getting on okay?
Yeah. Now she's got the kitchen back the way she likes.
Oh, I thought we'd kept it to her scheme pretty well.
She was even telling me how she's going to make some chutney when she got time.
Oh, yeah.
She reckons it'll add a special touch to some of our dishes.
Yeah, she is. What do you think?
Well, it looks just the same as when you add it up on bricks.
Yeah, but look at that suspension. Solid as a rock. Go on. Get her in.
Oh, you must be joking.
No, you need to test it. It's underweight. So I can see how the suspension is working.
Mum, Sid?
Yeah, sweetheart?
No, I'll get in first.
But are you going to do any work tonight?
Okay. No one coming.
Now, all I want is for you to bounce up and down.
Oh, Sid, be careful.
Now, don't worry. It's perfectly safe.
Mum?
What?
Just like this.
The Shire's barrel needs changing.
Oh, yeah, fine. All right.
Whoa!
Sid!
Carl!
Oh, no. What have you done?
Come on through to the dining room, Alistair.
Cheers.
Chalky, get some glasses while you're in there, will you, mate? Scotch all right with you?
Oh, yeah, fine.
Good man.
Where's Lillian tonight?
Oh, she's at some hell farm place with Jennifer. Oh. She got?
Don't mind if I do.
So they'll be spending the evening chewing on celery and rubbing cucumber into their faces.
Oh, sounds hideous.
Absolutely. Yeah, let me.
Oh, ta.
I think we are going to have some fun tonight.
Hmm?
Yeah, I was talking to Chalky earlier. He thought Cincinnati.
Suits me. I'm happy whatever.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because between you and me, Al, Stephen's getting a bit cocky. He's talking about playing No Limit.
No Limit?
That's right. I mean, I don't know about you, but I think if that's what he wants, we should let him have it. And I mean, let him have it. Eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been winding me up, to be honest. And I tell you, I am not adverse to taking Chalky's money.
Well, yeah, sure.
Teach him a bit of a lesson, you know.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Yeah, let's make it exciting.
You sure?
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Great.
Good.
I mean, I've only got so much money on me, but should be more than enough to see me through.
Doesn't matter either way, I can always sub you.
Ah, no, Matt.
No, it's fine. You can pay me back tomorrow.
No, it's not that. It's just, well, the money's tied up, you know. would take a while to get to.
Well, Rummy and I owe you then. Look, I know you're good for the money, mate. You wouldn't be invited to this stable if you were.
Yeah, sure, of course.
So what's the problem? It's not as if you're planning to lose, is it?
No problem. Like I said, I've got a good feeling about tonight.
Exactly.
I'm on a run.
Well then, you have nothing to worry about then, have you?
Is he all right? That limp's not getting any better.
Yeah. I think he's hurt his ego more than his legs.
Yeah, I don't know why he's bothering, to be honest.
How do you mean?
This soapbox derby sounds like a total waste of time to me.
Well, he's doing it for Jamie.
But he's already entered it with Kenton.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. Hmm. Oi, did somebody leave this wine?
Well, yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Fancy a glass?
Oh, go away.
No point wasting it. Then maybe you'll tell me what the matter is.
Eh?
I'm not stupid, Fallon.
That's nothing. I'm just in a bad mood.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I ain't seen my bubbly, beautiful daughter for a while now.
Oh, I'm just bored.
Bored?
Well, my life's not exactly a riot at the moment.
I know.
Thought I might at least have something going for me by now.
You've been in touch with your old college mates?
Some of them.
Are they doing anything?
Well, a few of them have gone to Birmingham or London.
Here's your wine.
Oh, thanks.
Has no one stayed on round here?
Oh, there's Jess. She seems to be doing okay. She's got a council grant to do an oral history show.
What?
Oral history. They, like, go around and interview local people and then turn it into a play with music and stuff.
Oh, right.
She did get in touch to see if I was interested.
When was this?
Last week sometime. Changing times on the Ammon Perch or something.
Oh, Fallon! Why didn't you go for it?
I've only got a few weeks left and the woman in charge of music's quit. And to be honest, I think it might be a bit rubbish.
Then get in there and whip it into shape.
What?
You've got the talent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why not?
Well, it's not as if I'd even be getting paid. It's a profit share.
So? I've done loads of work like that.
Anyway, it's only going to village halls and nursing homes.
Well, what do you want? And the perfect job's not going to just land in your lap.
Yeah, I know.
And what, this Jess wants you to do the music?
Yeah, be the musical director.
There you go, then. I mean, how great would that look on your CV?
Not that great. It's not like it's a West End musical, is it?
That's not the point. You got to start somewhere.
It's just everyone else from college seems to be doing really interesting projects.
Yeah. And how did they get them?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're better at applying for jobs than I am.
Rubbish. You got to be a bit more positive in this business.
I suppose. It's just I've done so many things with the bands and the demos and it's never really got me anywhere.
Yeah, which is why you've got to take every opportunity that comes. And you're going to take this one, Fallon.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, all right, okay.
You're back then.
What?
Oh. Don't you think you've had enough tonight?
What?
Alistair.
No. Look, I'm sorry about earlier. Just go to bed.
What's happened?
Nothing's happened. What are you talking about?
Oh, something's happened.
No, it hasn't.
Oh, Alistair, please, love.
Go to bed. I'll be up in a minute.
Fine. Fine, if that's the way you feel. I'll know not to bother next time. And after the way you spoke to me in front of Matt...
The way I spoke to you.
I don't know why you think it's all right to just humiliate me like that.
Yeah, well, now you know how it feels.
Well, at least I'm trying. What's happening to you, Alistair?
What's happened to you?
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm not interested in having this argument.
Oh, no. You're not interested in anything, are you? You're certainly not interested in me, or this house, or the business. Oh, that's it. Have another drink.
I can do what I want.
I'm beginning to wonder whether you're even interested in Daniel anymore.
What?
I'm serious.
Shh! Keep your voice down. I love Daniel.
Well, you never spend any time with him.
I do.
When? He asked you for some help with his maths homework the other day, but you were too busy doing something on the computer.
Yeah, well, I've got a lot on at the
moment. You don't take him to school. You don't play games with him or visit Scruff.
Oh, sure.
Or take him out on the bikes.
Yes,
you haven't even started building the cart for the derby yet. Although you seem happy enough to help Sid with his.
I haven't had a chance. I wouldn't have entered in the first place if you hadn't told Daniel I would.
We've been through this. You agreed.
Only because I didn't have any choice.
Of course you did. Oh, come on. It can't be that difficult.
Why don't you do it, then?
What?
If I'm such a hopeless father, why don't you make the cart?
Alistair!
It's not as if I've got the time to do it anyway. I've got enough on my plate just trying to keep the money coming in.
That's not what I meant.
So you do it. You build the cart. You run the race. Then you can give yourself a big old pat on the back for what a marvellous parent you are. And you can leave me out of it. Is that all right with you?
That's why they call it Ollie, see? Because of the goddess Olica.
Yeah, I got that.
You should ask Usha. She ought to have been celebrating on Wednesday.
She might have been. Just leave the carcass here, Bert.
The Indians, now they was all getting ready for it before we flew out. They light bonfires, sing, dance, they throw coloured paints all over each other.
Right.
We were sorry we missed it.
Oh, I'm sorry too, Bert. I'm going to have to go in now.
Good idea. It's about time for coffee.
Yeah.
The whole festival goes back to the legend of Prahalad.
Does it?
I think that's how they pronounce it anyway. Well, his father was the king. Now, what was his name?
Mm?
It was somewhat long and strange.
I don't expect it matters.
No, never mind. The point is, the king didn't like his son, Prahalad, because he worshipped Vishnu.
Hiya.
David.
So he asked him a question.
Oh, dear. Dead lamb.
Yep, we've added it to the bag and rung the hunt.
Yeah, we called the kennels on my mobile.
Oh, very good.
They'll be able to collect it after lunch.
Whoa, what teamwork, eh?
So, what are you doing now?
Oh, I've got to go and move the electric fences.
You need any help?
No, I don't think so.
Because Bert's free to lend a hand.
Oh, right.
I don't mind. I'll help either of you.
Well, you wouldn't want to help me, Bert.
Why, what are you doing?
Housework. I've got the washing to do and the hoovering. The children's beds need changing.
Yeah, okay. Get the picture.
And we don't really pay Bert for that, now, do we?
No.
Well, I suppose in that case we'd better come with you then, David.
Yes, I suppose you had.
Oh, I'm sorry, Caroline.
Don't be silly.
You must have work to do. I'm getting in the way.
Nothing that can't wait.
I just needed to speak to someone.
Of course. Come on, keep talking. What happened next?
Oh, that was it, really. After he said he wouldn't build the cart for Daniel, I didn't know how to respond. I just walked out.
Oh, I see.
I don't know what to do anymore, Caroline. I mean, I know I get angry, and I know I deliberately provoke him sometimes. But it's only because I want a reaction. If I'm nice to him, I don't get anything. Maybe that's what he wants. I don't think he's interested in having a wife anymore.
What do you mean?
Well, he wants a housemaid. Someone who'll cook his meals, wash his clothes, but basically not bother him.
Shula.
I mean, if that's what our marriage has come to...
Oh, no, you can't live like that.
I don't know. It's probably better than what we've got now. But this is the first time I've seen him take it out on Daniel. Oh,
I can't believe it wasn't just the heat of the moment. If you talk to him today, he'll probably change his mind.
No, you didn't hear him.
Oh, surely he won't want to let Daniel down.
I don't think he cares. And if he backs down now, he'll feel like he's given in to me.
Yes, but it's not about you. It's for his son. Could you wait a moment? Oliver.
Oh, sorry. Just to say I'm off now.
Okay, are you taking the paperwork with you?
Yes, I'll see you back at the house.
Right.
Bye, Shula.
Yeah, bye.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
It's all right.
Oh, I wish I knew what to say.
Oh, there's nothing you can say.
You've really surprised me. Is Daniel looking forward to the derby?
Oh, yes. All his friends are entering. Josh, Jamie.
Oh, dear.
But that's it, Caroline. As bad as things have been between us, Alistair's always tried to shield Daniel.
So, what are you going to do?
I suppose I'll have to enter the derby myself. Tell Daniel Daddy's very sorry, but he's too busy. Oh. And then just hope Alistair can be bothered to come and cheer us on.
But what about the cart? I mean, you're going to have to build it, aren't you?
Yeah.
How are you going to do that?
Oh, Caroline, I haven't the faintest idea.
Okay, Dad, we only want you to go because we were worried about you.
No, you don't have to be.
I know.
I'm all right.
And the doctor actually said that, did he?
He said I was doing very well.
I know that, but... Look, sorry. He said you definitely don't need any medication.
Roy, I ain't got depression. He says I'm just grieving and that'll ease off in time.
All right.
Look, I appreciate your concern, son. I didn't want to go down that road neither.
So it's worth seeing the doctor?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know we're still here for you. All of us. Me, Ailey and Brenda.
I'm supposed to be looking after you.
I know, but...
I've just got to get on with it, haven't I? At least we know that this is all, well, normal.
Yeah. So, what are you going to do for the rest of your day?
I thought I might go up the Millennium Wood, check on the young trees, see if they need tending to.
Oh, great.
And there's that tree tagging programme I was telling you about. Might make a start on that.
Oh, you know, that'd be good. You feel better if you keep busy.
Yeah. Are you sure you don't need me to pick you up after work? I ain't a problem.
Well, if I do, I'll give you a bell.
Yeah, okay.
Right, see you later.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Yep, bye.
Morning, Roy. Oh, hi, Oliver. How's it going?
Oh, very well, thanks. How about you?
Yeah, fine. Running a bit late, though.
Oh, I won't hold you up, then.
See ya.
Yeah, bye. Mike, hold on.
Oliver?
Hello.
Everything okay?
Yeah, never better. I'm glad I caught you, though. I've been meaning to have a word.
Oh, yeah?
It's about what we were saying last week, to do with finding a local producer to supply your round.
Right.
Well, I'm afraid I've spoken to a number of farmers, and none of them were hugely enthusiastic.
Oh, to be honest, I had no idea you were taking it so serious.
Well, Ruth and Tony both thought it was a good idea, but Ruth felt Brookfield was too large, and at Bridge Farm they used most of their milk for cheese and yoghurt.
But I'm really not surprised, Oliver.
Yeah, well, I am sorry.
Don't be daft. Thanks for taking an interest.
It's a shame, because I still think there's something in it.
Hey-o. If only you still had a small herd over at Grange Farm, eh? Now, that would have been perfect.
Yes. Yes, indeed, it would.
So the king asks Praha, lad, who's the greatest, me or the god Vishnu? And do you know what he said?
I'm going with the god.
You're absolutely right, David. You sure you ain't heard this story before?
You'd have thought so, wouldn't you?
Well, the king hated hearing his son saying he wasn't the greatest, so he decided to murder him.
Did he really?
He did. He threw Prahlad off a cliff, but that didn't kill him. So then he trampled him with elephants, but he survived that too. So then he sent soldiers to attack him, but...
He didn't die?
No.
How much more of this is there, actually, Bert? Because it's just that we're going to be back at the farm soon.
No, I'm almost there, so... I've lost my thread now.
The king couldn't kill his son.
Ah, so he asked his sister Olika to do it. Now, Olika had been given magic powers by the gods.
Ah, of course she had, yeah.
She was immune to fire. So she reckoned if she sat in the middle of a fire with the boy on her lap, he'd burn to death while she stayed cool.
Oh, what?
But then she sat in the flames.
What now?
Hold on, I'll remember. Now, what happened?
No! I mean, down there, Bert.
Eh?
Look, at the bottom of the bridle path.
Oh.
I don't believe it.
Oh, dear. What's happened there?
Go ahead, Mike. That's fine with us.
Yeah? Well, I mean, you can get extra defra points for looking after your edge trees properly.
Absolutely. Seems like a great idea.
All right, then. I'll probably come over next week and tag any saplings I find.
Fine.
And then when Eddie or whoever comes to cut your edges, we can avoid them, can't we?
Brilliant. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, well, I'll be off now. Got to go round all the other local farms, see if they want to do the same.
I'm sure they will. Take care now.
Yep, cheers. Afternoon, David.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
David.
Okay, Bert.
Yep.
What's all the junk in the back?
Fly tipping. At the bottom of the bridleway.
There's all sorts in there, Ruth.
Yeah, whoever it is has gone out deliberately to collect as much junk as they can.
So, what... Are you going to take it down to the tip?
Well, I'm going to have to. The only good thing is that there's a trolley in that lot that I can use for Josh's cart.
Well, that's something.
I'm definitely going to put a gate across the bridleway, though.
You know what we need? A nice brew.
Oh, well...
I'll go and put the kettle on.
Yeah, okay, Bert.
Thanks.
Oh, I've just thought.
What?
Now, the end of that story, when Olika took Prahlad into the fire.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because she was trying to use her magical powers for bad, they disappeared, and she burnt to ashes. But Prahlad, who sat there praying, he survived, and he become king.
Great. Well, that's a relief.
But don't you see, David? Hmm? No, these thoughtless folk dumping rubbish on your bridal way.
Yeah?
Well, you don't have to worry. Good always triumphs over evil.
Right. Well, that's good to know.
I'll go and make the tea.
All right, Bert.
Yeah. Thanks for the encouragement, Bert.
Well, this trip to India has certainly given him a new spiritual outlook.
Oh, hasn't it just... And he's determined to prove how indispensable he is.
I'm sorry for palming him off on you earlier.
No, I needed his help. It's funny, though. I mean, it's good to have him back, but my goodness, it hardly feels like he's been away.
No, it's fine. I've just come in the front door.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have called. I just thought that after this morning...
Sure. And Kenton just offered to build Daniel's cart?
Yes.
How did you explain it to him?
The same as Daniel. Alistair's too busy.
I see. Well, it's the kind of thing Kenton would enjoy doing.
Yeah, he's not daft, though. I'm sure he realised something's wrong.
Oh, Shula.
Listen, I'll leave you to it.
OK. Well, if you want to drop in on your way back...
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Oh. Caroline?
Oh, hi.
Everything all right?
Yes, just Shula. How come you were lurking up there?
Ah, well.
What are you up to?
Now, I want you to listen to what I've got to say before you react.
Oh.
Now then, I was talking to Mike, and he's given me an idea.
Right.
It's to do with this milk round.
Oh, have you found a supplier?
Well, in a way. I thought that maybe we could do it.
Us?
Well, me. The farm. We could bring back the dairy herd.
Oliver!
Well, the buildings are still there, and all right, the milk bale's been sold, but we can easily buy another one second hand.
Oh, it's that simple, is it?
Well, why shouldn't it be? The whole point is that it would be a low-input herd.
Oh, OK, then. Let's nip down the market and pick a few cows.
Caroline...
Oliver, we've just bought a hotel.
Yes, I know, but...
What are you thinking of?
Look, I know it sounds crazy, but it...
Sounds crazy? It is crazy. Have you gone completely mad?
The Archers was written by Tim Stimson and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.